Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy has blown up, and he is not afraid of shots fired anywhere.
No.
On the hit list.
No.
Kevin Hart, Amy Schumer, Gary Owen. He is not scared. He is not afraid. And we've had him on before. He came when we did.
In a McDonald's.
Where was that? I can't remember where it was, but he came in with his posse, had these black leather pants on, and he was hilarious.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what he's going to say about Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer, which who, by the way, Windstar World Casino and Resort. Yes, Amy Schumer. Yeah, that's not happening. They canceled that show.
Really?
Yeah. So,
Was she trying to kick a comic off stage? Is that what happened?
What was that?
No idea.
That's the story. What? So she was at Caroline's in New York, the comedy club.
Yep.
And apparently she came into the manager's office and asked if she could get up on stage. She wanted to just get up on stage that night. And he was like, sure. But, you know, this guy, Brendan Sagalo, is on stage. And, you know, he just got up there. He's doing a long set. She asked for 10 minutes. And then she said, but I'm Amy Schumer. Let me get up on stage.
Like, wanted to take his time?
Yeah. And then she gets, apparently she gets up on stage, just like kicks him off. She's like, you know, hey, can I do 10 minutes really quick? Like, I want to get up on stage. I want to do my 10 minutes. I just throws the dude off stage. It's like, just, what's going on here?
Mike, ready?
What's up, man? Look at that outfit. I like it.
He just woke up. He's coming in. He's moving at 3 miles per hour. He doesn't know what's going on. He's checking his phone. Mike, we're on live.
We're live. He's walking around the studio. What's up?
Hey, Mike, what are you taking your coffee?
I'm lactose tolerant, so I can't.
You're lactose tolerant?
Yeah, and I like cream in it, but every time I do that, I have a problem. I can't go out in public and stuff.
Oh, okay.
What about black coffee?
What?
I don't like black coffee. I like my coffee real sweet with a lot of cream.
When did you first find out? What did you eat and what was the incident?
I just kept realizing every time I drink milk, people don't like to hang around me. What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm losing a lot of friends.
So what do you think you miss the most?
Like
ice cream?
Oh yeah, I miss ice cream, cheesecake. Oh, cheesecake.
Now does that apply? Oh, cheesecake. Yeah. I love cheesecake. Now does that apply to
pizza?
Pizza.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
But so no pizza.
I still cheat. I actually ate pizza. Yes, I cheat occasionally, you know, but I don't do it as much.
Yeah. Did it punish you? Did you pay the price?
I paid the price to my kids. My kids are in town with me, so you know, with kids it's okay, but we have to go out and perform and meet people. It's just not a good thing to do.
Yeah. So it lingers up there.
I figure I do it a certain time, late at night, where I'm not gonna go anywhere, when I'm not gonna be staying home by myself. You know.
Yeah.
Got to know when to do it.
Michael Blackson in studio from the Improv. What time did you wake up today?
Man, these guys woke me up at 6 o'clock.
Mate, for no reason. You don't need to. I mean, you're here now, so you can't go anywhere. But you don't need to be doing these media tours. You got almost, you know, 400,000 Twitter followers. They're gonna pack the Improv anyway.
Yeah, they'd come anyway. I don't know why you guys got me here. I'm gonna sleep.
That's all I'm saying.
The shows are almost sold out. I don't need to be here.
You're too big.
I need my beauty rest.
Yeah. How much you sleep a night? What time you try to go to sleep?
I try at least by midnight, and I gotta be. I always wake up early. Like I'm from Africa. We 6 hours ahead, so I guess I'm still stuck in African time.
Okay. Yeah.
So I go to bed like midnight. I always wake up between 7 and 8. I try to get like six, seven hours in.
God,
7 and 8's not an early.
You're not
rise.
An early riser.
That's not early. Wake
you're
up.
Sleeping in.
What time you woke up?
4?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what we're supposed to say that.
What a job is there? Are you strippers?
We're not
only strippers wake
no,
up that
strippers
early.
Go to
they
sleep
go to bed
at
4.
They go to sleep at 3 or 4. How many kids you got?
I have 3 boys. I have a 20-year-old, and I have 20 boys that are 11. They're all here right now. Well,
20? How old are you?
Yeah, I'm African. We don't even know our age.
Oh, that's
we don't know age.
You know them soccer players coming. You guys don't know. They be 40 years old. Somebody are 19. Yeah. I'm between 19 and 100. I don't know my age. Okay, I was born in a village. Nobody was there to write nothing down with them. And we don't know. I lost count of my age.
Chop.
I'm between 19 and 100.
Chop. Okay. I have his age. I want you.
That's
to,
not correct.
I want you to. You, all right. Let's see if Wikipedia is incorrect. I want you to guess his age.
Man. The 20-year-old kid screws me up because you don't look a day over like 37.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess you're 41.
Nope. A little bit more.
46.
45.
No. Okay.
And you're
I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius right
in the
beginning.
It's a couple of years. I'm like, I'll be 44, actually. With Pitika is kind of wrong.
Who?
Is that what it's called? Rupitica?
Rupitica? Rupitica? Rupitica? Yeah, Rupitica. That's awesome.
I don't know who that bitch name is, but she's wrong. She's a little off.
Yes, Rupitica.
Rupitica.
You got to put that in your app. Wikipedia, November 28th, 1972.
Yeah, it's actually 74, but it's wrong.
Okay, so Wikipedia's not always right, as we thought. Right. Now, you big into the World Cup?
Yes, you know, I stopped. Once the African teams were eliminated, I kind of got. But I like France.
So
I
have like a month ago.
Yes, I know the first round, they're all gone. I'm like, goodness, can one of you guys last?
Yeah.
You know, but the thing about the African soccer players, they're very talented. They're just not well trained. That's what it is. They just need better trainers, you know, and that way they could at least last longer. I was shocked by Croatia being, you know, England was up 1-0 at one point. Mm-hmm. You know, I was looking forward to seeing France in England.
What's your favorite, like, prominent American sport?
Oh, football, of course.
NFL.
I'm a big football fan.
Who's your team? The Dallas Cowboys?
Keep the doors open, but I'm Philadelphia Eagles. Guys.
Oh, no. What's the matter with you?
How do I get out of here? Please, open the window.
Good grief.
Your shows are no longer sold out.
Yeah, your shows. Yeah,
I was forced to be. When I came to the States, I spent the first couple of years in Newark, New Jersey. And that was way before I even started watching sports. And I moved to Philly, like, early 90s. And then I just got sucked into Philadelphia sports.
You want to be associated with those people?
Yeah.
They are the Super Bowl champions right now.
No. The fan base.
Oh, the fan. They are, yeah,
the trash.
The fans are. We are the worst. We have the worst fans.
You been a game there?
Have I been to one? I've been to several games.
Okay.
I'm good friends with a lot of players. Even I'm friends with a few Cowboys. In fact, you know who came to my show last night?
Who?
It's Zeke. Elliot came to my show last night. Michael Crabtree came to my show last night.
Oh,
those are all my
really?
Homies.
How was Zeke looking? Was he looking?
Now he looks really good. Okay. You guys will have a great season, man. He looks stronger and bigger and tougher. He's ready to run everybody.
Did you talk to him?
We talked for a little bit.
Okay.
You know, so he's got his history. He's a great kid.
Did he mention went to school? Us?
You know, the thing, I have a family member that plays in the NFL.
You what?
I have a family member. My nephew is Eli Apple. So they went he's another troublemaker. He made
he's a troublemaker.
He came and spent some time with me in California, and I had to talk with him. Like, you got to get your head right. You got to, you know.
I was concerned about Eli when he first came out because, and no offense to your family members, I was worried about his mom's involvement, you know, writing blogs, going on ESPN. And then he was fighting with Landon Collins there, and it was a disastrous season. You think he's going to be, I mean, hopefully he continues to suck for the Cowboys' sake.
No, he's going to. Yeah, I think did it sweep you guys or was like 1-1 last year? What happened?
We don't remember.
We don't speak about 2017.
2017 was a rough year. You guys were losing in practice. That's how bad it was.
Well, Zeke was gone. Zeke got screwed by the NFL.
He did.
Yep. Dak was unlucky the entire year.
You guys got on a stupid lucky run with your backup quarterback.
Our starting quarterback got us where we needed to go, and the backup took over from there. That's what a backup's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Both your quarterbacks will be out of the league in 3 years.
You think so?
No.
Michael Blackson.
You guys are haters.
Michael Blackson in studio on the home of the Cowboys. Yes. Is this your bodyguard over here?
No, he's my road manager. This guy's been around for like 12 years
my
at least.
God.
He's been with me for
a long
time. Dude,
how big is this dude, Suge Knight, over here?
Yeah, Suge Knight is, hey, listen.
Good gosh.
Those shoes are weapons. Look at the size of those things. You can hit him in the head with that.
So you're telling me, so you don't have a bodyguard?
What do you mean? I mean, he's this is the thing. In America, as long as you walk around with somebody that's really big, you good. Just intimidates people.
Yes.
You know?
When's the last time you had someone try to start something with you? When's the last time you needed
Suge? Recently, I was in Minneapolis, and he like...
Minneapolis?
I know. So he like had to toss a guy around a little bit.
What happened?
He went on I was walking out. Like, after my shows, I do like a meet and greet, and you pay $20, and you come out and take a picture with me. And I guess the guy didn't pay his $20, but as I'm walking out, he wants to come out and take a picture.
Wait, $20 for what?
to take a picture. Oh yeah, I cost money.
You charge to take pictures?
For everything.
What are you, a Looney Tunes character on the street?
Yes, whatever. I'm a prostitute. Call me what you want. I charge for everything. Okay? So I'm walking out. He wants to, hey Mike, take a picture. I'm like, you should have got in line and paid like everybody else. And then the guy's like, come on, Mike. He just kept, he said something smart. And then the big guy had to like toss him around a little bit.
Wow. And no charges.
No charges. He still didn't get his picture.
So do you do it?
Is it cash only? Do you have like one of those squares?
It's cash only or cash app, whatever.
What about autographs?
Nobody signed. This is not 1993.
Oh. Yeah. Shots fired.
But you know what? You know what I did? I did present an award at the MMA that's coming out. It's coming out on Sunday on Fox Sports. I present an award. And it was a bunch of guys out there just want autographs. I'm like, you guys still do autographs? I signed it. Gosh. I mean, I haven't done one in so long.
Do you think Kevin Hart charges for a picture?
I mean, well, he charges for the step stool he's got to get on to be able to take it.
You know, shots fired. Well, you don't get a chance. So he don't do a meet and greet. So you don't even get a chance to take a picture of Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But, if you're but I know Mike Epps does and everybody else.
But if you're walking on the street.
Oh, no, that's free.
Okay. This is an event setup.
Yeah, it's an event setup.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm walking on the street and a fan want a picture. I'll get my picture. I won't charge a fan.
So what we like about you is you're not, you know, you go right at the throat. Yeah. Like, you're getting into it with all these different comedians. You're going straight at the, whether it's Kevin Hart, Amy Schumer, Gary Owen.
I just go in, man. I don't have time.
What's the issue? What are the beefs?
Beefs are all over now. All the beef are over. I squashed all my beefs.
You did?
Kind of.
So if you were on stage and Amy Schumer tried to kick you off stage, would you have sent
I would
light
her ass up. I wouldn't send her. I would roast Amy. I don't care. Everybody gets roasted.
Which one dislikes you the most?
I think they all like me now. But you see, comedy is a big competition, you know? And I mean, we just, as comedians, I don't think we should be sensitive at all. Nothing should bother us. You should defend yourself at all time and say whatever you want to say, you know? So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, they respect what I do because that's what a real comedian should do.
What type of watch is that?
It's a Rolex,
man. My God, Chop. Go get the specs on that thing. Don't let him touch it. Get Suge over here off the couch.
Touch it.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
What's it looking like?
It's
Folex.
Is that no? That's real. That's real. Is that platinum? Is that what it is?
It's Glatinum.
Glatinum.
Golden platinum. Glatinum.
All right. I want you to explain a tweet that you sent out a little while back.
About what?
Why are all the pretty girls broke? Why are the ugly girls getting all the money? Y'all need to stop this IG model stuff and get a damn job. The pretty girls are broke.
Pretty girls. We go after pretty girls, and all the pretty girls just have.
Now, are you married?
I'm not married.
Okay.
I'm single. And I've been really bad in picking women.
What do you think is your fault?
I don't know, I'm looking just for the pretty girls. I have to, you know, pretty girls with a nice butt. I'm into butt.
Yeah.
I like a big butt.
Oh yeah.
You know, and like I'm not looking. So actually, I'm actually gonna come up with a show. I have a show with Shoe very soon. Where it's like my version of Bachelor, where I'm looking for a woman. But the final eight women would go to my village in Africa and let the chiefs and the women decide who's good for me. Older women are much smarter. They know what's good.
Yeah.
They could read a woman. They could look through her heart.
They're wiser.
They're much wiser. So that's what I'm going to do. I've been picking out women and doing a bad choice. So now, you know, the village.
You're going to let the village decide?
Let the village decide.
It takes
amazing.
A village to raise a chick. Kid, it takes a village to find a good woman.
Yeah,
okay?
That's amazing.
Send these bougie American women with their pretty nails and all their hair and take them to the village. Let the village decide who's good for
them. So you're obviously big enough right now. Mm-hmm. You have like groupies lining up after the show?
Yes.
How do you?
But like now, they don't even have to line up anymore. With social media, they just go into your DM. After the show, they'll just, you know, they'll come out, they'll pay their $20. I'm going to take a picture, then they'll send it to you. Hey, really good show. What are you doing tonight?
Did you go out last night?
I didn't go out. I chilled in my room.
Are you going to go out any of these nights?
I'm going to go out tomorrow night. I actually have two parties. One is at a strip club and one is at another club.
What strip club?
Was it King of Diamonds?
Troy?
I have not been to King of Diamonds.
Okay.
A lot of big booties.
A lot of big booties? What city is your favorite for women?
I love Dallas.
Yeah.
This is I mean, the women here are incredible. A lot of them have money. Let them have their own money.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like certain places the women just have. They just want to find a man with money and just live off him.
So what's your perfect skin type, or does it not matter?
It doesn't matter.
Blonde,
I only have
brunette.
A nice big butt.
But
big butt. That's all it is.
Line it up tonight.
You could be green. You'd be a green woman with a big butt.
It doesn't say on
like
your.
She's green, but she has a big butt.
What's this page that had your age? It doesn't say here that you like the big butts. What's the page?
I have to get that on you.
What is it?
Wipitica.
Wipitica.
Addison Improv, Michael Blackson blowing up on Twitter, social media. Go back to sleep. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Michael Blackson right here.
Looking up at Wipitica.
A third show has been added. We have Saturday and Sunday now.
Yes.
Man.
Must blowing be up.
They love me, man.
Line up the big butts. There it is.
Open them DMs. You get more in there.
Open them DMs.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.